This is WSGW, and it's 7:40. It is a Thursday, October 7th, 2021 calendar date. It has been a while since we have played this music to set up the conversation that we have regarding Saginaw Spirit Hockey, but it's time to play the music again because Spirit are going to be playing hockey again. And welcoming back to the studio, since Joy Botano, voice of Saginaw Spirit Hockey, you got to help me. March 2020? Was that about it as far as the Spirit were advancing into the playoffs when everything obviously stopped and got canceled with the pandemic and everything like that?
Yeah, last time I've done this show.
Wow.
For sure. I think I've done Art's show a couple of times during the, break.
We did get some updates and things like that.
But
joining us here in studio, in that time, now about a year and a half, as we're ready to start Spirit Hockey again, it's not like Spirit Hockey, the organization, stopped. Things still have been going on for the past year and a half. Is there any update you can provide for that before we start preparing for this season? I mean, you know, you still had the drafts going on, players doing training camp, and all the other activities that had to be taken care of.
Yeah, well, like quite a bit's gone on, obviously, since March of 2020. The biggest thing is the roster turnover that we've had. Obviously, when you lose essentially two seasons of players, you have a lot of turnover, and we're only returning seven players from that 2019-20 team. But they're very important seven players for us, and you know, we're leaning heavily on our veteran players this year because we're such a young group. But you look at that, and the teams come together here and just finished up our preseason, which a lot of people have been asking me why we didn't play any preseason home games this year, and that's because the Dow Event Center, as most people know that drive down there day-to-day, has been under construction for quite a while now. Some outdoor projects, parking garage, as well as the roof on the building, and the ice plant and the boards and glass in the building. And we're very excited that the ice is in yesterday. As of yesterday, they're building the ice right now. And I got to say, it looks great with the new boards and glass. And just kind of gradually, when you look at the video board project, it was 4 or 5 years ago now. The locker room project, bringing that up to snuff. Now you have the new boards and glass and ice plant and regulation size rink for the first time in the history of Dow Event Center.
Let's take just a moment on that, because maybe a lot of people didn't realize.
No, I don't think anybody knew.
Yeah, that the ice was a little shorter than regulation size, so now we're up to speed.
Rosie knew that for sure. But no, it used to be 193? I think it was 193. Feet long, and now it's the regulation 200 by 85. So it was always 85 feet wide, but now it's regulation 200 feet.
Where are we gaining room on the ice? I guess
we're gaining we gained the room in the neutral zone, because that's where it was smaller anyway. So what they did was they added the 7 feet to the neutral zone. That just kind of pushed everything back. So there are a few seats that we had to part ways with in this project, but again, for the development of the players, and you know, again, at the end of the day, you want to put players in the National Hockey League. Every building in the NHL is regulation size, and so you know, I don't think, to be honest, like, now that the ice is in and the boards are up and all that, you don't really notice. You do notice when nothing was up and you're just looking at a concrete floor and you could see the outline of where the boards would have gone, and you're like, wow, it's. You do notice the 7 feet, so I don't think anybody will really notice once they get in. But I'm sure players, especially players on the power play that like to set up on either the half boards or behind the net, will notice they have a little bit more room to work with down there. So it'll be interesting and a quick adjustment for our guys.
The Ontario Hockey League, as it will play a season this year, is going to be played a little differently. How can you explain that in the short time we have?
We're just limiting border travel this year was the biggest thing. So we won't be playing any Eastern Conference opponents this year, which is actually unfortunate, because the projected number one pick in the 2020 NHL draft plays for the Kingston Frontenacs. And unfortunately, we won't see Shane Wright or Kingston unless we end up in the OHL Championship Series, which again, like, this is the whole point of the league. Like, you go back a few years and think about, like, Connor McDavid when he was in his draft year and how much excitement that generated when Connor played in the building for the Erie Otters. So it's unfortunate that we won't see Shane Wright because he is a generational talent. But that's, again, they're just trying to limit border travel. And to be honest, because we lost an entire season of the OHL, owners are trying to limit costs. And when you make the trip out east, whether it be Peterborough, Kingston, Ottawa, etc., those are trips that equal a pretty large cost to the teams involved. So, and likewise for the Eastern Conference teams when they come over and play us. So we're limiting the border travel there, obviously, for safety reasons. And then when it comes to the cost, obviously, that kind of floats the owner's boat a little bit to take a year off from doing that long travel after missing an entire season. So we'll only see 9 different teams at the Dow Event Center this year. We'll see Erie and Flint a ton. They played already in the preseason, and I must say that final preseason game between Flint and Saginaw, it had a little hair on it for sure. I'll just say this, for the 5th game of 5 in the preseason, usually players play like they're ceramic out there. They don't really, they just want to get out of there without any, you know, injuries or anything like that. They just want to play the game and get out of there. That was the most engaged I've seen two teams play a final preseason game in this league for sure, and quite a long time.
Oh, it sets up for the season rivalry then, it sounds like. It's going to get ready to go. So next week, I mean, the Spirit are back on ice. It does start next Saturday at the Dow Event Center. So how are fans going to attend games this year?
Well, and we're going to have some communication with our fans, kind of putting out, I hesitate to use the word protocols because it's not really protocols, but just kind of what the parameters are. For us, we're just following local and state guidelines when it comes to attendance for our games. And right now, there's no real mandates about attending a game. Vaccinated and unvaccinated people are allowed to attend. From a team's standpoint, you know, we're asking unvaccinated fans to wear a mask while they're inside and while they're, you know, within 6 feet of distance to somebody else. But again, that's not a mandate. That's a request from the team. So there's really no protocol or parameter or mandate to attend a Spirit home game this season. Now, for the staff or the players, it's a little different. The Ontario Hockey League has mandates for vaccination status amongst, well, people like myself and our coaching staff and our players. But that's just to be able to travel with the team, etc. So from a fan perspective, the biggest thing that will look different is the parking garage will not be available to park in. So there will be some changes in parking, or whoever, if you're someone who's used to parking in the garage, you'll have to find different parking arrangements for our game. So and then for opening night on Saturday night, we have big plans for a pregame. Well, I can tell you what it is. We're going to be releasing it later on this week, but we have plans for a big block party outside the Dow Event Center area there on Johnson Street. That will be most of the day leading up to the game. So there's going to be a ton of fun things to do for kids, for everyone down there. There's going to be food, drinks, all that. So it's really a celebration of, you know, Riverfront Saginaw and kind of getting through this thing. And now we're able to enjoy some of the things that we love to do again. And one of those things in this community is attending Saginaw Spirit hockey games. And we're just glad to be back and glad to have the support of the community through all this. It's been a tough year and a half for sure, and we're just excited to get back on the ice and put a good product on for our fans.
We'll have you, of course, on a weekly basis coming in, so next week we'll cover more about the games and players and things like that. Roster's going to be set and all that. But in the moment we have here, we should ask, tickets, season tickets, individual game tickets?
Yeah, all on sale, SaginawSpirit.com. We haven't fully transitioned to mobile tickets, but we do have mobile tickets available now. If that kind of floats your boat a little more than the paper tickets these days, we totally respect that. So we're offering mobile tickets as well as physical tickets. But yeah, Single game tickets are on sale. Flex ticket packs of 6, 12, and 24 are on sale, as well as a full season ticket for all 34 home games and playoff priority. So that's all on sale now. And again, for more information on that, SaginawSpirit.com.
All right. And stores open on State Street?
Never it is. Okay. It is. Yeah, that's we've been open pretty well the majority of when the state's allowed the Spirit store to be open. So we've been open now for quite some time.
Joey Botino, it's good to see you this morning. Nice to have Spirit hockey conversation. I know that you're glad to be back and getting ready for the opener next Saturday and next Thursday, 1 week from today. Let's do it again, and we'll concentrate on just hockey.
I know. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you, Charlie.